Welcome to the Floyd Hall Podcast. I am Floyd Hall, and this is essentially my one-man show. We are still in the prequels portion of the Floyd Hall Podcasts, where, quite frankly, we're just figuring it out as we go along. But thanks to you for letting me hang out with you wherever you are, whether you're at your desk, if you're in your car, at your laptop, in Starbucks, I guess, on your smartphone, wherever you're listening to this podcast, thank you for letting me spend some time with you. And just as a reminder of all the places where you can find this podcast, or really any G Cafe podcast, go to facebook.com/the G Cafe, on Twitter at the G Cafe. There's always information there. On iTunes or on Stitcher, if you do a search for the G Cafe, the podcast comes up. If you go to, well, if you have a BlackBerry, if you're still on that train, you can also download the G Cafe podcasts on the BlackBerry podcast app. So plenty of places to download the G Cafe's podcast and check out the Floyd Hall podcast, which I always, always appreciate. On this episode, quite frankly, we're talking a lot about randomness, but I want to start with coffee. I am a big coffee drinker, and I'm very big on customer service when it comes to my coffee. I always believe that I have the simplest coffee order. I drink my coffee black. No cream, no sugar, just straight, bitter coffee, right? And I want to give a shout out to the barista at the Starbucks that's on Memorial Drive by Grady High School in Atlanta, because I know I go to Starbucks more than the average person, just because that's where lots of my clients like to meet. So I'm always there. And I know that Starbucks traditionally only brews the blonde roast coffee up until 11 o'clock in most Starbucks locations. Then you get the Pike Place. I know most of y'all don't care, but this is my show, so listen to me. There's a message here. So I go into the Starbucks on Memorial Drive. This is like 6 o'clock p.m. I'm drained. I'm tired. I've had a long day, and I wanted some coffee. I asked the guy. I said, hey, can I get a blonde roast, you know, just straight, you know, whatever my size was. I think it was a tall cup of coffee, whatever. Now, I knew that they don't brew this at 6 p.m. in the afternoon. But what did the guy do? The barista there, he decides, yeah, sure. It might take a few minutes. Can you wait? I say, sure. He goes and makes me an individual cup of coffee. Breaks out the little apparatus with the filter, puts the filter in to the little thing there on top of my cup. And he proceeds to make me one cup of coffee, pours in the hot water all around it, brews it right there. And I was happy. It was the happiest cup of coffee I've probably had in weeks and weeks and weeks. And what that said to me was, customer service goes a long way. It still goes a long way in this era of digital connections, the rise of social media, where we don't have to actually be in contact with people. Those instances where a person is at the forefront or at the end of the line when it comes to meeting with the customer, customer service still means a lot. And I know that Starbucks has had a lot of issues with creating consistency from location to location. As you may know, really any business, whether it's Starbucks, whether it's McDonald's, any business where there are multiple locations, customer service is always an issue in terms of maintaining consistency. So a big shout out to that particular Starbucks. I cannot say the same for all of them, but for that Starbucks on Monroe Drive in Atlanta, Georgia, where the guy made me the best cup of coffee that I've had in weeks, kudos to you, sir. I appreciate that. Moving on. What else is new in the world of the G Cafe? We have our Hollywood Minute podcast just posted, so check that out. Talking about everything from the Avengers 2 movie to the death of Hollywood director Tony Scott. What else? Michael Strahan on Live, taking over, I guess, permanently for Regis Philbin. And also a scathing political documentary that takes aim at President Barack Obama. So check all of that out in the Hollywood Minute podcast from the G Cafe. Oh, also, they talk about the end of The Office. So for Office fans out there, I mean, the audience was kind of dwindling because once Steve Carell left, it was, you know, it was impending, not doom, but you knew it was coming to an end, right? All right, with that being said, we're going to take a music break here on the Floyd Hall podcast. We will be right back. And when we get back, I'll talk about two things. One thing I know almost nothing about, and the other thing I'm very passionate about. So sit tight. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Floyd Hall podcast. I am Floyd Hall. Check us out on Stitcher, on iTunes, and on BlackBerry Podcasts, the G Cafe. Do a search for the G Cafe, and we're there. If you're on social media, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/the G Cafe, on Tumblr, the G Cafe as well, on Twitter at the G Cafe. On Instagram, pretty much everywhere. You kind of get the message. It's at the G Cafe, talking about global pop culture, glamour, government, gadgets, all that great stuff, globalism, all those big G's that bring the world together. That's what the G Cafe is about, all those big G's. So even beyond those few, if there are others, other big G's, chances are they will be talked about or featured in some form or capacity on the G Cafe. Okay, now, I mentioned before the music break two things. One thing that I personally know almost nothing about, and that is natural hair. For anyone who knows me, you know I shave my head bald. So when it comes to natural hair, much less women's natural hair, I don't have as much personal experience, if you must. But I'm very passionate about self-expression, and I'm very passionate about depicting kind of the state of meta trends that are happening right now. And the natural hair movement, I can admit I've learned a lot about it. I've become excited about it only because it's opened up so much new self-expression for women. Not that their hair defines them, but I think that it's always a source of conversation among themselves, from what I've noticed. And I want to highlight a project that I've had the pleasure to be involved with to a limited extent, and that is Jazz Photo Naturals. Jazz Photo, John Stevens is the man behind that. But go to facebook.com/JazzPhotoNaturals, JazzPhotoNaturals. So Jazz is JAS, not the music. It's Jazz, JAS, Photo Naturals. Go there, support that movement, ask questions if you have questions, if you want to contribute and be a part of it, do that too. Now, about the other project that I'm very passionate about, Lights, Camera, Discover is a project that was started by a couple of indie film producers that really wanted to impact local communities and get kids really excited about film and producing film, acting, directing, just the science and the art of film. So they're trying to really focus on sort of directing all of that energy that kids have at a young age and really get them using that energy for constructive purposes. So go to lightscameradiscover.org, see what they're about. And if you're in the Atlanta area, Lights, Camera, Discover will be having a workshop. They are out in California. They've been in Florida, and now they're bringing that workshop to Atlanta, where kids get a chance to learn and make film, make their own short films in this program. So support that. Again, go to lightscameradiscover.org, and Wonderroot will be a co-sponsor of that. Wonderroot is an amazing arts and community nonprofit in Atlanta, Georgia. They really seek to bring artists together to affect community change. So support Wonderroot, support Lights, Camera, Discover, and definitely support the community and the youth and the next generation of filmmakers. So I'm very big on that. If you have questions about that, you can hit us up on Twitter or on Facebook, and we'll pass your information along to the appropriate people and take it from there. As we're getting near the finish line of this episode of the Floyd Hall Podcast, I always like to give shout outs. So I will start there on Twitter at Lights, Camera, Discover. Check them out on Twitter at Wonderroot. On Twitter, check out Jazz Photo. That's JAS underscore photo. Check out the guys over at Section 357, the best sports talk show around. Great podcasts, great sports conversation, great guests. I'm partial, I'm biased to that show, but hey, it is what it is. I think it's an amazing show. Also, check out Urban Vines Wine Company. You've heard of micro breweries. I hate saying that word. You've heard of micro breweries that brew beer. Well, this is an urban micro winery. So check out Urban Vines Wine Company when you get a chance. And I think it's Urban Vines WC on Twitter. So on social media, facebook.com/TheGCafe. Also on Twitter and on Instagram at TheGCafe. Give some feedback, give some suggestions. The doors are always open. Always looking to hear from our friends out there in the social media world. Well, you know how it goes. I'm Floyd Hall, and this has been my podcast. Thank you for listening. Take care.